Okay, we're talking about quarterbacks with Solomon Wilcots and Seth Joyner. Here's Ron Jaworski about what Peyton Manning is doing differently this year and see if it resonates with you about any other quarterbacks.
Well, I think there's been a couple things this season that he hasn't done in the past. Number one, the mobility issue. You're starting to see Peyton Manning make plays outside the pocket. Movement within the pocket has always been his strength. Now you're seeing him forced with pressure up the middle to move outside the pocket and make plays. I think the other thing, he's becoming much more patient. Maybe it's with age. Who really knows? But now he's taking what the defense gives him. And the Buffalo game was a real-life example of that. He wasn't forcing the football into coverage. Clearly, Buffalo was determined to take away Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, holding them to 6 catches in the game. Peyton did not try to force the football in there. When he had the opportunity to get the ball to them, he did, but he was patient. Of optimum importance to Peyton Manning is to win, period. He's not a stats guy. He's not a numbers guy. He just wants to win football.
Just wants to win. So as you look at that and you compare with a Brady who does not have, as Jaworski said yesterday, his receivers, as good as they've played with Brady as their leader, it's as if they're running in mud. So what teams out there besides Indianapolis and Chicago have the best chance now at this midpoint in the season, starting with Seth?
I think, you know, when you look in the AFC, I like the Colts. You got to like what they do offensively. I think the question mark for them is their defense. Denver is another, you know, phenomenal team, a lot of talent, you know, but I think as Jake Plummer goes, so goes the Denver Broncos. I love Baltimore. The question is, you know, defensively, you know they're going to be there. Offensively, can they continue to do what they've been able to do over the last couple of weeks? And then I like New England. The question is, you know, are they going to go back to running the ball, or are they going to, you know, keep trying to throw it 40 times a game? And the youth, as far as, you know, how young they are in some positions, can they continue to grow into their roles and do what's necessary, you know, to carry them, you know, into the postseason? When I look at the NFC, I like the Bears, but the quarterback is the big question mark there once again. Seattle, they're going to be there. Good defense, great offense, a lot of good players with Hasselbeck and Alexander coming back. Can they get in rhythm?
They've got a shot.
Exactly.
Well, let's give a few moments to Solomon Wilcots. Seth, thanks for joining us. Solomon, who are your picks besides Indy and Chicago?
Well, it's on the AFC side. I think you got to go with Baltimore or San Diego. Both teams have very strong defense and run the ball, and quarterbacks who can carry them to a championship. On the NFC side, outside of Chicago, you got to like Seattle. And then I think you have to go with either the Giants or the Eagles. The Giants have a lot of injuries, so Carolina might be able to sneak in there also.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. As always, you're some of the best in covering the NFL. Appreciate it and all you do around the league. Seth Joyner, Solomon Wilcots, thanks again.